originated from?
Okay, first and foremost, I'm here because I love Jesus, but I'm a single mother, first and foremost, or maybe secondly, I'm a single mom, and I realized that women need a lot of support. I relocated and came to South Africa, and I was alone. And most of the time, I would just have the desire to be praying. I would be missing my daughter, and I would just have the desire to pray, and just be a better mom, and also to be a better parent to my child. And I realized that women did need a lot of support, and there are some of these issues that we never really talk about, whether it's parenting, whether it's being a wife, or whether it is being an employee or getting into business and so forth. And that's how we started Praying Mothers. It became a platform where we could support each other from whatever angle, whether it was motherhood, whether it was a marriage, whether it was being in business or career-wise.
Now we need, as you just said, mothers and women in general, we need a lot of support. And you are that support for many women through your organization, Praying Mothers Global. I'm wondering, who's your support system?
I am a very fortunate person. I have a family that stands in as my anchor, and my family is a believing a family. And also, I am one of the I'm a person who is friendly. I make friends well, I can't say easily, but I am friendly, and I'm able to, when I have issues, I'm vulnerable, and I can go out looking for help, like, hey, this is difficult for me, or I'm facing a difficult time. What do you think? How can I go about A, B, C, D?
Well,
And
that's
obviously, the Lord Jesus,
yes,
that's my biggest anchor.
amen. God is our anchor, He is our provider,
Amen.
He is our
Yes.
counselor. Winnie, one of the things that I love about you is how you describe yourself as a Pan-African, and you say that you believe that we have the solutions. We can find the solutions to some of the continent's problems or challenges that we face on the continent. What are some of those major challenges right now that you believe we are facing as Africa and that the church should be praying and providing a solution for?
Thank you so much, Pastor. Just be careful that we might actually spend the whole day, or into the evening, while I just talk about these things. I think the biggest challenge Africa has is leadership. We unfortunately have the worst leaders, and I feel the church stands by the side most of the times, and they allow bad leaders to run rampant instead of getting actively involved in politics, in policies, in regulations, and all the things that encompass a leadership, or how leadership should be groomed, how leaders, should be raised, how they should be mentored, how they should have a desire to care about their people or the African people. So I think the biggest challenge for Africa is leadership, and the church, I feel, has just sort of like stood by the sidelines and not wanting to get involved with, in quotes, politics. But politics does, affect us all the same. If there's a problem, if you're a pastor and there's a political problem, it will affect you. So you're not going to stay in a bubble and say, oh, I'm a pastor, I do not get involved with politics. So I think for me, the biggest challenge for Africa is its leadership crisis. We need to be actively involved with how we can groom the next generation of leaders. And when we have that in place, most of I feel maybe I'm more of an idealist, but I feel then when we've got good leaders in place, even the Bible does talk about a good king. When we've got a good leader, when we've got good leaders in place, then they are worried about if we've got a billion rands or $1 billion, in our fiscal, well, maybe in the Reserve Bank or whatever, how do we spend $1 million? Do we just go and buy jets? Do we buy expensive houses? Do we send our children to schools in Europe? Or we are worrying about schools, we are worrying about clinics, we are worrying about uplifting our people, we are worrying about managing our resources so that they can be benefit our people. So that's my take on African challenges.
And you're speaking about the important role that leadership plays on the continent. I'm wondering, Winnie, as a woman, or rather a woman in ministry, do you believe that we are seeing stronger women leadership rise in the church, in the kingdom? And when I say this, I do not just mean ministers. I do not just mean ministers of the word of God, pastors, because when I look around, you see some strong women in leadership, even in business, kingdom business, etc.
You see, again, I am super annoyed. I do not want to use a strong word, a stronger word, but we are in this situation again because the church, has stood by, instead of nurturing, and balancing things, we see as women, we are seeing these opportunities. If someone is not going to do it, then I stand up, and I take lead, because men are not taking the role that their God-given role of leading. So now you see a lot more women, because we see a lot of men standing by the sidelines. We see a lot of men, and you go to church, for example. I go to a church, or let's take your normal church. How many women are in church? There are more women than men.
Absolutely.
How
Absolutely.
many women you see? And those women will go home, and they're the ones who want to impart godly values on their children, instead of men being the ones who say, this is what we believe in, these are our values, we in this family we do A, B, C, D. But then women are the ones who then now go into the family and say, guys, we have to pray on Thursdays, guys, we have to go to church, guys. And then we are being pushed into these roles, because most men are just by the sidelines. And given a choice, we would rather be led. We want to be led, but there's no one to lead us.
You know, Winnie, I want to ask you something very quickly before we get to your conference, because that's what I'd love to speak about. It's also, of course, Father's Day on Sunday. And another thing that we see is men being honored less and less. We're not seeing that honor. We're not seeing order. How important is it that as a nation, we restore the honor of fathers, spiritual fathers, fathers in our society, Winnie?
Thank you so much for that question. So in our community, I was actually having a discussion the other day with one of the leaders, and she was worked up a bit, because this month in our community of praying mothers, this month is a month we are praying for men. So if it's a 2 months old man, male child or it's a 99-year-old man. We
Wow.
have committed June to be a month where we are praying for every male person, you know, in our lives especially, because we have realized that as women, you know, when I have a problem, I can call you and say, "Woman of God, I'm going through this. Woman of God, I cannot, you know, please pray for me." Or, "Woman of God, I have nothing." But men are not wired like that. You know, they do not talk through their problems. And because we spoke earlier about more women, you know, being more empowered, women earning more in the families or in households, women doing much more. And more men are feeling like emasculated, or maybe that's the right word, or they are feeling they are not worth it, they are not enough. And we are getting a lot of men sort of also shying away, you know, like we spoke about them not stepping up, you know, because I mean, if I am not earning enough when I'm supposed to be the man or the head of the family, or if I am not able, you know, to lead my family, I just lose confidence, you know. I don't know how men feel because I'm not a man, but I also don't want to speak for them. We have decided that we will pray, because the only thing that we can do is to pray, you know, is to ask the Holy Spirit to touch more and more of our men, you know, to also as women to have the grace to raise men that can come forward, you know, and also for men to step into their roles. So that is our mandate every June. You know, this must be our third or second, I'm not very sure, second year running, whereby we intentionally pray for men. We intentionally commit them to the Lord and say, "Lord, these are your children. You have a desire for them to be something or to do something. Here they are. Do
Amen.
your will."
Well, amen, amen, amen. Now, Winnie, as you said, you're doing incredible work, even just in the atmosphere and the spirit as Praying Mothers Global. But now you're doing work towards your conference. Tell us all about the conference. What's happening? Where is it happening, Winnie?
Okay. Thank you so much. I get excited. So, post-COVID, a lot has been happening, you know, like again in the space of fear of women, in the space of women, and so forth. And we realize that a lot of women, you know, they are carrying a lot. You know, they are carrying burdens. Is it unemployment? Is it financial stress? Is it sickness? Is it? It's just so much that is going on. And more women are feeling discouraged, you know. You know, when problem after problem after problem, you know, you start asking and questioning, is there a God out there, you know? So we decided to come together with our partners, Sharma Intercessory Prayer Network, which is based in Botswana, and Declarations of Power, which is with Prophetess D, who is based in Mafeking. So we decided to come together and say, "Look, we see this. We see how our sisters are struggling. We see how we are also struggling. But we know God is there. We might be able to fall but rise up. But there are some people who aren't able to rise up and see the goodness of the Lord." That's how Beautiful Ashes came about. This is our inaugural conference, which is happening in Johannesburg, in Randburg, at the Fellowship Full Gospel Church, from tomorrow up until Saturday. So tomorrow evening we have a gala dinner, and we are getting together as women. We are wearing our beautiful dresses or beautiful shoes, you know. We are just looking like, "Ah, okay, here I am," you know. And we are coming, meeting, and we have a chef who is making a gourmet, gourmet, not as like there's no caviar and a whole lot of expensive things, because tickets are only 200 rands. So Yes. So we have mandated this superwoman to like, please, can you do something that is nice, you know, so that we can, you know, just feel, you know, we are a royal priesthood. So we want to feel that, you know, royalty, you know, so hence we have this gala before the conference. So the gala is, dinner is happening tomorrow at the same venue at 6 o'clock up until like 9:30. And then on Friday and Saturday, we have the conference where we are just speaking, you know, we are it's a prophetic and prayer conference. We are praying and we are hearing the word of the Lord. We have Prophetess D from Mafeking, who is also coming, and a passionate woman of prayer who is praying into Africa, Apostle Rosa, who is based in Botswana. She is coming. She will take us through prayer. She will encourage us to connect to the Lord. And then we've got Dr. Mike, Pastor Mike, who is the head of the Fellowship Full Gospel Church. He is a mighty man of God who teaches, who encourages, who counsels. He is going to take us through, yes, handhold most of us who are in pain, most of us who are who you know, who are just like, you know, a lot is happening, I'm tired, I'm hurt, I am this. He will take us through the steps of recovery and of restoration and of healing. And then we've got Pastor Neo. She's a mighty woman of God, evangelist. Actually, she's an evangelist. She is into prison ministry. She prays with our local police. She prays, she goes and ministers to people in prisons, but most importantly is the work with the local police, because you know we see them as just men in uniform, but behind those uniforms there is a lot going on. So they also need encouragement and prayer. And I was about to forget, we have a powerful woman of our minister of song, Kate. You know, she will also be there. She's actually in East Africa at the moment, but she arrives on Friday and she'll be there to minister for us. So it's going to be a really dynamic, you know, conference, and we are excited and we want so many women. We still do have tickets available. So yes, you can even come to the door and
Door.
you might get a ticket if you
Well,
are lucky. If you are too late, then you might miss out.
it sounds like a very, very full packed and wonderful program. Just very briefly, please let us know where people can contact you to find out more about your organization or your event.
Okay, so if you want, I'm just thinking my number, but you can go to our website. There's an email, you know, it's www.prayingmothersglobal.com, prayingmothersglobal.com. You'll be able to get an email, or you can send us an email. You can send an email to me. It's Winnie at prayingmothersglobal.com.
That's better. Winnie at prayingmothersglobal.com. Winnie Kwaramba, thank you very much for your time today. And we pray God's blessings and favor be upon your conference and your ministry. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us, and God bless you too, women of God.